Hey investors, this is going to be a part two episode, and I didn't intend to make this a part two episode, but I read a new study that builds off of an episode that we did just a few weeks ago called Waiting for the Crash, Diving in Beyond Headline Data. And I read this this study in this paper shortly after, and I really want to dive in as to why we're still not seeing that distress and why we haven't seen it up to this point. And this is going to be an episode that really highlights one study, and want to walk you through exactly what they found, and I thought it was really interesting and just good information to have as an investor and really help you make investing decisions going forward and to see why we didn't see that price correction when we saw rates increase. And I thought it was really interesting, so I wanted to share it with you guys today. So again, this is a part two. If you haven't listened to the episode, Waiting for the Crash, Diving in Beyond Headline Data, it should be 2 to 3 weeks ago. Check that one out first. But this was another study that I read really recently. And here's what the study found. Historically, what we see is when rates go up, prices come down. Now, that makes sense. If you're purchasing a home and you're paying more in interest, you can't afford to pay as much for the home. So that's always made sense. And that's not just for houses, that's for everything. It's more expensive to buy businesses, to buy anything that you would use, cars. And so all of those tend to see a decrease in their asset valuations. So when rates go up, prices go down. But these last years, we didn't see that, even though we saw a 40-year historic jump in interest rates, I mean, more large rate increases than we've seen in the last 40 years, we didn't quite see those prices come down in almost any market. It should have came down across the board. That's what we were projecting, but we just didn't see it. So why is that? Well, it's true that rates impact asset prices, specifically when it comes to real estate, but what impacts them more is supply and demand dynamics. Now, supply and demand is always going to have a bigger impact on these, and we're going to see why supply and demand imbalances outweighed interest rate increases over the past 2 years. So I read this paper, and this paper found that for every percentage point that the market mortgage exceeds the original mortgage rate on a property, the probability of sale is decreased by 18.1%. So this mortgage rate that's locked in, so if you locked in a rate that was 3%, 4%, and now rates are 6%, even up to 7%, every percentage point that the new rate you'd have to pay when you buy another home, your likelihood of selling that home decreases by 18.1%. And this is estimated just in the last year to have prevented 1.33 million home sales in 2022, the second half of 2022 to the end of 2023. So this just created a massive supply and demand imbalance and really led to an increase in home prices across the board of about 5.7%. So 5.7% increase in home valuations purely because people were not selling their homes because they did not want to have to essentially sell off a home with, say, a 3% interest rate. Now go buy a home that has a 6% interest rate. I mean, double. This supply and demand imbalance outweighed the direct impact of elevated rates, which was projected to be somewhere between a 3.3% decrease in valuations. So yes, the interest rate increases did pull down on asset valuations. This study found that it pulled them down about 3.3%. But because people have these locked in interest rates, and again, for every percentage point that they would have to buy on a new rate, it decreases the likelihood of sale by 18.1%. Because of that, we saw 1.33 million fewer home sales between the second half of 2022 to the end of 2023. That increased home prices by 5.7%. So we saw that imbalance. And if you're thinking, hey, well, why did rates increase and prices also increase? It's because the supply and demand imbalances outweigh that, and it outweighed it by a few percentage points this time. So again, not a super long episode, just a study that I read and I just thought, oh my God, that is so interesting. It's so interesting to hear the data behind that. So even for next time when we go into invest, we know that if there's a massive change in interest rates, you know, we may not see that big decrease in prices. So as investors, we have to balance these things and understand that historically, hey, when interest rates increase, yes, valuations get pulled down, but if they increase too much, that's actually going to decrease the supply of people selling their homes, and those could counterbalance each other or create a more even market. So Again, this episode a little bit shorter, but thought that was such an interesting study and wanted to get it out to you all. This is more of a part two to the Waiting for a Crash episode. If you haven't seen that one, make sure you check that one out. A lot of other interesting data about why I believe and will continue to stand on there is no market crash. I don't see a market crash coming. Not many credible experts do. If you're waiting for that market crash, just be ready to wait for a long, long time. Just get in the game and start transacting. So hope this was helpful, and we'll see you on the next episode.